Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge. Show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
The only thing that I pray is that my feet. Jay Reinfest is on a phone line. Hey, it's Sean Williams. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How have you been?
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good to hear your voice again. I think last time I heard your voice on this radio station is when you were kind of co-hosting a thing with my friend Mark Baser. Is that right?
I have so much fun with Mark, and I always have fun when I'm invited on. So thank you guys for having me.
I was reading. It's my pleasure. So I was reading in the Chicago Sun-Times a week ago Wednesday, a week ago, was it today or tomorrow? I'm trying to figure out when that meeting was. You were at a meeting on the South Side about President Obama's proposed library, and there were some interesting things happening there. And lo and behold, as I'm following the coverage, your name pops up. So, tell me a little bit about, and I'm not shocked because you've been politically active, community active. You ran for, what was it, Alderman or
City Council?
City Council.
Now, I'm gonna tell you what's interesting about running for City Council. As I told when I was running, I told the community that the guy was a crook, and at this very moment, the guy who won, the incumbent, is being indicted for doing things with the funds he shouldn't have.
Well, you'd think I'm not a crook and the other guy is would be enough to get you elected, but I guess it's not these days.
Especially when it's true.
Yeah, really. Well, okay, but that doesn't have anything to do with this library. So it says here that they wanted in writing a promise from the president or the people making this thing saying that a number of things are going to happen. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the community wants a community benefits agreement. And these type of agreements are normal when you have corporations, when you have entities that are coming through that are going to do major development that's going to change the cornerstone of a community. The Obama Library is projected to have a $2.1 billion impact on the South Side. I think that it makes sense for the community to get an agreement that 80% of the people on the South Side will be able to maintain their homes. I mean, we're looking, even on the North Side, you can see how rents are projected to go up from $800 a month to $1,400 a month. Imagine what's going to happen when the Obama Library, you know, lands in communities that people are already in. So I think that it's the right thing to do for the president and the foundation to do a community benefits agreement. What does the community get for that type of impact?
And this will sound paternalistic, but I think some people might say, you're getting a library. Isn't that enough? We put a $1 billion project in your backyard, and that's not good enough? What do you mean we got to put it in writing? What more do you people want? What would you say to somebody that says that?
Well, first of all, I would say don't call us you people, because we're all in the same community. But second of all, I would say if the face of the community changes, then what did the community really get other than transplants? You know, we want to make sure that the people who live on the South Side can continue to afford to live on the South Side. The businesses on the South Side, we want to make sure that they can continue to do business and don't get pushed out, you know, as big chains come, you know, to the community. So the community wants to make sure that it can retain its integrity and its culture. And not lose that with a $1 billion project.
I wonder or worry that what could happen with a project like this is what happened to the United Center on the West Side. Hey, it's a great big, the millions and billions of dollars are going through that thing, and it really hasn't spurred a lot of growth. I mean, I know that what's the main corridor out to the United Center heading west? That's been getting more and more developed along the way, but by and large, you haven't seen a transformation around the United Center.
But I think as opposed to that, if you look at where Cabrini Green used to be, you see all types of development happening in those areas. And, you know, by and large, the people who were there got pushed way out somewhere else. You know, so we want to make sure that any kind of economic development that happens in the community can benefit from. And, you know, whenever we're talking about community development, there are risks that are taken, you know, but it's risk that's taken for growth. And so in hopes of that growth, you want to make sure that the people who live there can work there, that wages go up. I mean, they're talking about throwing up a 13, 14-story hotel next to the library. We want to make sure that the community has access to those jobs. And I think that the best way to do that would be to make an agreement. Now, I believe that Obama wants the community to fight for this, because what do we know about Obama if we don't know that as a politician, he wants people to hold him accountable. He often says it, make me do it. You know, as president, if you want this, and come in and voice what you want as a community. And I think that's what we have to do. Some people try to make it like it's an anti-Obama thing, when really it's a, this is the way we need to do business. The world is watching what happens with this Obama library. And if they don't do a community benefits agreement, why should Google? Why should McDonald's? Why should anyone else?
Che Rheinfest is on a phone line. So what are some of the things you're thinking about? You want to maintain a certain housing stock that's affordable for the people that are there. What else?
Definitely. We need to make sure that we have a say-so in transportation. How is transportation extended? You know, not right now the Red Line goes to 95th Street. Well, you know, they're talking about extending it all the way down to the south suburbs. We need to make sure that the people that are working those type of jobs are from the south side of Chicago. We need to make sure that businesses aren't pushed out. Training programs, maybe microloans extended to businesses so they can expand their capacities. I'm an artist, so of course I'm going to advocate for our artistic incubation center, so that as we develop the South Side, we don't miss out on the color and the art and the physical art and musical art. So we just want to make sure. We also want to know who's on the board of the Obama Foundation and the library, and can we have people from the neighborhood, the community neighborhoods, on the boards that are helping make the decisions? Don't only give us the jobs, put us in decision-making positions. And I think that when that happens, that when we talk about divestment in communities and violence, when that happens, you'll see all this stuff start to go away.
What are you hearing from them?
As of now, it's kind of like, tell us exactly, specifically in writing what you want, and then let's negotiate. But they're still saying, we're not going to call it a community benefits agreement. And my question is, why not? What in that language are you afraid of? And we want to go so far, and when I say we, there's organizations like STOP and COCO and a few other community organizations. We want to go as far as to say it should be a city ordinance that whenever you're doing $500 million or more in business with the city, there has to be a community benefits agreement. That should go automatically. People shouldn't have to fight for this individually. The city should ordain that should be a rule.
Speaking of rules and regulations, what's your read on the president asking the NFL to forbid players from taking a knee? Have you sounded off on that one?
Well, I haven't, because it's distractions. You know what I mean? Like, how important is that when people in Puerto Rico are literally starving? They don't have water. They don't have food or resources. And when I know that there's a whole island of people who are at risk of dying, I really don't care about the protests and should you take a knee or not take a knee. It's arbitrary. When we know we're in the midst of a potential nuclear crisis, and we're talking about football players taking a knee. We got $2.1 billion of infrastructure impact that could happen on the South Side, and that's what the president is concerned about. I think that it's ignorant. That's the only word I can have for it.
I got one last question for you, Rheinfest. And I often wonder this about artists like you, who are so involved in so many things, and you can tell they really care and feel and think passionately about it. Is there always a song in the back of your mind? Like, are you always thinking, how can I convert these feelings and this energy and this topic into something musical? Or is that a different part of the brain and you don't work that way?
Well, I would love to, man, maybe you just say a rap before we go off air, before you end the segment, to tell you where I am lyrically.
Okay,
if
go
that's
ahead.
Okay, can I?
Go ahead.
All right. We're pointing fingers at each other, but we're missing the point. I got a friend that's doing time just for rolling a joint. Who got the power over your life? Is it the whites or corporations that pay Congress that gave them the rights? You got cameras on every corner while they cut off your lights. My sister on the internet giving it up for likes. If I get shot down like Martin Luther, the sad thing is, yo, I probably knew the shooter. A visionary never gets to live to see the future. I was a consumer, but now I'm a producer. And I think that the point is that we're all poor. There is no blacks getting more than whites, whites getting more than blacks, or Mexicans are taking our country. The rich are confusing us and pitting us against one another. The same person that foreclosed on my granny's house took somebody else's trailer home. And we have to come together and stop the nonsense.
Come up to the studio sometime, man. It's not that far. I'll send an Uber for you or something, okay?
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
It's Jay Reinfest, and this is WGN.